Before we jump into today's episode, we wanted to ask a favour. If you love the show and want to show your support, please hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you may be listening. It helps us out more than you know.
And whilst we've got you, please come and join our lovely Facebook group if you haven't already. The link for the group is in the show notes.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show. Welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we are taking a dive back into the Ahead app. Are you ready?
Can I say that the last couple of epilogue weeks, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? Well, it's because you're giggling.
What are you going to say?
Well, why are you giggling?
That it's been a bit dramatic.
Yeah, well, it's been different.
Has it?
Yeah.
I'm getting bored with myself.
Well, it's 400 shows later.
Oh, maybe that's
400
why.
Shows.
Yep.
So last week you did it.
Do you want me to change it up?
Go on, change up now. Go on.
Oh, no. Hi, clubbers. Welcome back to Self Care Club. It's Friday's Epilogue Show, and we're going to talk about the Ahead app again. Do you prefer that?
Listen, it's been the same opener on a Friday for like 200 shows.
But you know, I feel like suddenly that gives comfort. There's something about familiarity.
Agree.
I know it breeds contempt, but apart from that, there's something good about familiarity. It's cozy. It's comfy.
Yes, but what you've now done is changed it.
Well, I could change it again next week.
Oh,
I could keep changing it.
Don't know where we're at, do we, clubbers?
No, then what would happen?
It's quite stressful.
Shall we go into our emails that we've had in?
We've had an email in.
We've had two. Oh. We've had three.
Do you think anyone actually cares listening to this what our emails say? Do you, though?
Well, I think they might care about this one.
What do they? Why?
Well, I found it quite interesting, but then it was about me.
Go on then.
I'm going to read it. Hello, ladies. I just wanted to take a second to say thank you for the wonderful episode you released on anxiety. I know Lauren felt challenged to even talk about her driving anxiety and doesn't want to bring attention to it, but so much of the discussion resonated with me and likely a lot of other people. I have a huge fear of flying, and like Lauren, nothing bad has happened to me while traveling, but the fear around it has caused me to cancel trips and avoid travel in general. It feels so lame and shameful to have to tell a friend you can't come to their wedding because you're scared to fly.
So I definitely
understand when Lauren talked about how she feels about driving. All of that to say, Lauren, thank you for being open, honest and vulnerable for this episode. I know it was difficult. It was, Caitlin. And Nicole, your encouragement was beautiful and something I also needed to hear. I'm sure others did as well. Love the episodes. Keep up the great work.
A gorgeous message.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Gorgeous message. And I absolutely agree with you, Caitlin. That is lovely.
And that is tricky to have a flying phobia. Really tricky.
Yeah, it is. And what I have noticed is the more vulnerable you are.
Me personally or
you one. You personally.
Yeah.
The more our listeners resonate with it and they enjoy it and appreciate it. We've had quite a lot of like comments and posts about it on Facebook and it's been really heartwarming.
I mean, that is a very sweet, nurturing, nursery school sort of thing to say to me, but it's not going to work. But thanks.
Nursery school thing. I was being kind.
You know how like being how like you encourage children. That handwriting today, Benjamin, is beautiful. Well done on drawing your D's. Maybe next time we could cross our T's at the top instead of at the bottom.
What would you prefer me to say?
Nothing at all.
Shall I come in and say, you know what? You did a shit job. Every other week you do a shit job. You're never open. You don't tell us how you feel. And I've had enough of it.
That's not nothing. That's another
thing. Is that what I should say? That's the opposite of what I have been doing, which I think is supportive and kind and loving towards my friend that was struggling with something.
It's just making me more uncomfortable.
Well, because we're like shining a massive light on it.
Yeah, yeah. You're spotlighting my crack, not my literal crack, but my emotional flaw.
Can I just say that I would never spotlight your bum crack? Never. There's a reel for you, James.
That's mean.
I would never spotlight your bum crack.
What do you mean that's mean? I'd rather.
It's not mean.
I'd rather you spotlighted like, my bum crack than my emotional
cracks. Can you imagine if we were in a situation, right, and someone held you hostage and they were like, right, what we're going to do, hold her down. And I was there and I had to play along. Hold her down. Get the torch from your phone.
Yeah.
And like stick it on her bum crack and we're going to put it on Instagram. I'm just telling you, I would say no.
Can I just say, if you've
worn off on me.
If you and I find ourselves in a hostage situation and that's the very worst thing that's done to us, is they want to shine a torch on my bum crack and put it on Instagram, I'd say we've got off lightly, to be honest with you. I'll be like, is that it? Is that all you've got? Okay, fine. Do that and then send me home. And I think you'd feel the same.
I mean, it's not something I would want to engage in, I've got to say.
I mean, it's not a beheading. it's just a bum.
I want to be beheaded. I don't think that's what terrorists do these days. I think they do that
quite a
they
lot.
They cut your heads off. No, they don't cut your head off. We're not. That's Henry VIII.
No, they certainly do, and they put it on the internet. That is a thing.
They've never done that on Fowder.
On Fowder? Mm. No, but they did sew a bomb up on the inside of someone and then blow him up. So that was quite unpleasant, I'd say.
It was, but it wasn't a beheading.
No, beheading's real life. Fowder is more fun fiction.
That wasn't fun.
There was nothing fun about Fowder. I'm still not over it, and it was 4 series ago. I will never get over that episode. It was the worst thing I think I've ever seen.
Worst thing?
Awful.
It wasn't the worst. I mean... What was
his name? Boaz. See, I even remember his name.
Well done.
Thanks.
Should we actually get on with the show?
I think we probably should. We've had a little bit of feedback about Zoe.
Oh, yes.
Louise said, I've just listened to the Zoe episode. It couldn't have been better timing for me. I just got my email saying my Zoe kit has been shipped. I'm very excited to start after waiting months for it. And Becky said, after listening to the Zoe podcast yesterday and waking up feeling exhausted and menopausal with a rotten cough.
God, poor you, Becky.
I've decided to take matters into my own hands and sort my gut health out with Zoe. So I signed up today, but I'm a bit disappointed it won't arrive till August. It's very popular.
There is a real backlog of it.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That is great. I mean, we've had a lot of feedback on Zoe.
Yes, we have.
But then... you know, our listeners would have heard of the Zoe. I mean, there's some people that I say and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And then, you know, I ask anyone at my gym, they all know what it is. So yeah. It's just if you're in that space.
We've also had a lot of feedback on anger. Feeling angry? Want to get your finger out?
Feeling a little angry about that. I actually got angry this morning, didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah. Of course. Should we say?
No, I don't want to say.
I'm happy to say.
No, I don't think we should say.
Why?
I just don't. I think you're opening the floodgates.
Okay, we won't say. Sorry, clubbers, we won't say.
We can't say.
I got angry this morning and Lauren told me to go into the app and I found that quite annoying, I've got to be honest.
I said use the tip that they gave me. Stay classy.
They gave it to me too, by the way.
Did they?
Well, don't
stay
know,
cool and stay classy. Nice.
Sometimes,
yeah.
Saying how you feel,
yeah.
can be classy if you do it in a classy way. It doesn't mean stand down and take a load of shit. It doesn't.
No, I agree.
Because that's not classy either.
No, that's sabotage.
Well, it's submissive and it's just causing all sorts of other problems.
Do you want to know what the listeners had to say about managing their anger?
Yeah. What did they say?
I asked them, do you feel you manage your anger well, and would an app help you? Someone said, I often think I handle it well. And then, bam, I'm raging at those closest to me. Someone else said, resonate. I would try an app. I think like a lot of people, mine comes out as other emotions. Yes.
Well, that's true. What they say in the app.
And it's correct.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It comes out as other things.
Someone else said, I should probably learn some tools. I'm just really bitchy with my husband. Nice. I mean, join the club. And then someone else said, I try an app if it means I'm less frustrated with stupid people. That wasn't me.
I love you. Who is that? It's anonymous.
Anonymous. And then the last one was, I'd give anything a go. Perimenopausal rage is the worst. Just ask my husband who gets the brunt of it.
You know what? My husband gets the brunt of it too.
Perimenopausal rage.
I've been so nice to my husband recently.
You really have. I've been very patient and kind, and I've been nice about him, haven't I? Yeah, you've been really nice. It's been a little bit sickening, if I'm honest.
Has it?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not like one of those people that's like, you know, when they talk about how they never argue or
he's wonderful. No, you haven't been doing that, but yeah. I've been very kind to him.
Well, he's been really unwell.
I know.
And we got a bit of a fright.
Yeah.
He's great now. He's doing great. And he's back to his annoying self. And I said to him, I know you're feeling better because you're annoying me again.
I know he's feeling better because when he opened the front door to me just now, he went, all right, what are you doing here? And I thought, oh, okay, he's back.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. He's annoying again. Brilliant. So he does get the brunt of it. So I think he's going to start getting the brunt of it again.
Well, maybe you could go do more levels in the app and then not be angry with him.
The thing is.
Yeah.
Is that I'm allowed to be angry sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's really important to feel that anger. I don't want to work through it immediately all the time. Sometimes I just want to feel it.
I know you do. I know you do. It's short-lived with you, though. That's the good thing. It's short.
Yeah, I don't hold on to it.
No. It just like passes through you like wind. It's good.
But I have to release it.
I know. I've learned this.
I have to get it out.
I've learned it. And I've learned to just kind of allow it, just like let it run through and then it's gone.
Yeah. Like when I was having the little tantrum this morning about what happened that we can't talk about.
Yeah.
And you were like telling me to sort of not calm down, but sort of.
My first instinct was just to like shut the whole conversation down. Then I thought, no, she needs to like work through it.
But no,
so I engaged you in it.
That's not fair.
But I didn't. I engaged you in the conversation.
You actually didn't engage.
I was like,
you didn't engage me in the conversation.
I phoned you back. I said, do you want me to do XYZ about it? You'd had like 3 minutes to think about it. And you were like, no, I think, you know, one more chance. I was like, okay. Okay.
You actually said, okay, I agree, is what you said.
I did agree.
And then when you, excuse me, you brought it up 2 hours later. And I thought, oh, now I'm over that. I thought, oh, she's not over it. And then I was engaging you.
Because
I thought you felt that you needed to talk about it.
I enjoy a little bit of grudge bearing once in a while.
Okay, I think we should just give it a little bit of clarity. We don't have to go into it.
Okay,
There was an unpleasant comment on one of our posts that normally we don't really care about these things, but actually it was just really unnecessary, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So that's what it was. So we were taking the time to see whether we should respond or how we should respond, and we haven't actually done anything.
No, we haven't.
Yeah. So that's what it was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
in case you were all really intrigued, but you're probably not. You've probably all turned it off and gone to listen to Jay Shetty.
No one's listening to Jay Shetty because they're very upset with him about having Kim K on the show.
Did you listen to that show?
No, I don't care about Kim Kardashian. Not interested in her. I'm really not. I'm really, really
You also
not.
Don't listen to Jay Shetty.
That's also true. But I especially wouldn't if she was on.
If she was on Off Menu, you'd listen to it?
Yeah, totes. Right. Although I think it would be quite a dull menu.
She is so dull.
Oh, dear.
It was such a dull conversation. I managed about 25 minutes and then I turned it off. She's so media trained.
Yeah.
So there's nothing, she doesn't give anything. She doesn't, there's nothing.
Do you think we're very well media trained?
I don't think we're media trained at all.
No, that's why we rant
And that's why we're not on Jay Shetty.
And that's why we're not multi-trillionaires with our own line in slimming shapewear.
I don't think that's where I'd go to, though, if I was a multi-trillionaire.
I definitely wouldn't be going
What
there.
Would you do? What would you do?
Probably I'd like a little, like, maybe trainer collab.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, or an eyeshadow palette. I'd do that. Or nail polish. I've always wanted to be the person who names the colours of nail polishes. So I'd maybe have a range, like a collab with OPI or Essie, and I'd name them.
Love it.
Thanks.
Love it.
I'd name them like after the podcast.
But you could possibly do that without having to be a trillionaire.
For example, I'd have like a pale lavender shade and I'd call it Self Care Sunday, but Sunday like the ice cream.
Let me tell
you
something.
Do you know what I mean?
I think you would be the best person for that job.
Thank you.
You really would.
I really...
And you would get them like you'd just be all over it.
Yeah, I'd love that job.
You know what job I've always wanted?
What?
I've always wanted to like curate the playlist for a film. Or for like a
really?
TV or for like really? A TV program to sit there and just pick music and listen to loads of new music and then pick the right track for the right scene at the right time. Love to do that.
I could actually set you up with someone who could fulfill that fantasy for you. He is a composer for film scores. I mean, you could sit with him and do that if you wanted.
If he's composing it, then I can't pick it.
No, because he'd be doing many bits of music, and you could say, I like that bit at the beginning for this when the storm comes, and then that bit at the end.
I think I'd have imposter syndrome. But now that you've said that, I reckon I could hook you up with someone about the nail polishes.
Dreamy.
Because you know who I know? I don't know him very well.
Who?
But I reckon.
Mr. Essie?
No.
Who?
Barry M.
You know Barry M?
I don't know Barry M, but Barry M's son, who now runs the company, I know him.
Wow. We'll ask him if he wants to do a self-care club, Barry M nail polish collab.
I'm going to, you know,
brilliant.
I'm going to. It's going to be a bit left field. I'm not going to lie. He's going to think, who is this? But I'm just going to ask.
Do you know what you're going to do?
Because
if
I can make your dream come true.
Yeah. You're going to channel Kim K and Jay Shetty to use all your media training and get it done. Get the job done.
And you can sit in the factory, watch them being made, and you just go, that's called Self-Care Sunday. That's called Red Light District.
Okay. Wow.
No, so that's a good
that's
red.
That's a good red.
It's a good red, right? Yeah. That's called pink sherbet. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
That's what you're going to do.
Great.
My God. I'm going to make your dream come true.
Can't wait. Shall we cut to a little break and come back for our challenge of the week?
Have we got one?
Yeah.
Great. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to do the challenge of the week now, and then we're going to cut to a break. Then we're going to do the Wellness Newsflash.
Okay, let's do that.
Because that's how we usually do things.
I know, but I just felt like they needed a break now.
Fine, let's break. This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise, and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes, and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit, and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care-club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care-club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/self-care-club.
The Self-Care Club Challenge of the Week.
Right, ready for the challenge of the week?
I quite like recording at 4:30, can I just say? I feel very peppy.
That's good.
Yeah.
Maybe because you had a very strong coffee in my kitchen.
Wasn't that strong?
It was pretty strong. My beans are a 5.
Oh, no.
Just saying.
I don't ever go for a 5.
Well, you did today.
I always go for like a 9 to 11.
What? They don't even make that.
Well, it depends what coffee you're talking about.
Jesus. 9 to 11.
In
the
Nespresso world.
Fuel.
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder you go to the gym a lot.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's not got nothing to do with it. Has it?
I don't know. It must give you a boost. Anyway, challenge of the week. It's very simple. Very quick. Download the Ahead app. See if it can help you with your anger.
Oh, that's great.
That's it.
Great. And go through the levels and see how far you get.
And see how your anger is at the end of it.
Yeah. Well, see, it's not just about anger. It's not just about anger. It's just how it's like anger. They would say this is anger now.
Would they?
What?
Would they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Would they not?
I don't know.
I think they would. Like, so they're saying that it's masking all different emotions.
Download the app. You'll know what we mean. You'll get it once you see it.
Yeah.
Wellness News Flash.
I am going to tell you about...
Going what to tell has, us a story.
No, it's not a story. It's something that has become the internet's most popular form of self-care.
No.
Yes. This term has taken the internet by storm. The hashtag has received, wait for it, more than 89.1 million views on TikTok.
That's actually quite low for TikTok.
The hashtag is hashtag bed rotting.
Oh,
it's a trend.
It's not a trend. It's disgusting.
It is.
Well, you're supposed to just lie in bed for like days on end, rotting away, not showering. It's disgusting. Is that what it is?
Social media users were quick to adopt the phrase themselves and took to the comments to share their thoughts. One wrote, "I feel my purpose in this life is to rot in different places. My bed, rot. My hotel bed, beach sand and a hammock. I was made to lay and rot." This is like your idea of hell, isn't it?
It's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Another added, "I wish it was acceptable to tell people this is my hobby." A third person said,
"Hobby?
I literally love rotting."
Rotting?
Rotting.
When they say rotting,
yeah,
do they mean like just laying there, not showering, not doing anything, just rotting away, like wasting their life?
I'm going to explain it to you. In the aftermath, people have taken to the platform in their droves to share an insight into their bed rotting setup in their homes. Many showed themselves bundled up under the covers, surrounded by their laptops, their snacks, and even mood lighting. But it's important to note, spending time undisturbed beneath the covers has to be intentional to count as true bed rotting. A true bed rot day is not about lying down for a nap. It's about becoming one with your pillows. Once you are situated, you can scroll, snack, marathon a show, or just rest. The goal is to lie in bed for as long as possible and fully give in to any mental or physical fatigue you might be experiencing. A successful bed rot can last a few hours or the entire weekend. Wow.
What's the purpose of it?
I have no idea.
It just sounds like a lot of wasted time.
It also sounds like the sort of thing that mums could not do.
This is for young people. This is for like Gen Zs. This is not for adults.
I'm thinking about my son who's at uni. He was playing basketball at 7 a.m. yesterday morning, and he's coaching and he's this and he's that. I don't think he's rotting. I'd be a bit upset if he was rotting.
You know, I reckon my 15-year-old would love this. She loves to lay in bed with her laptop and her snacks and just lay there. She could lay there all weekend. But Adam can do stuff like this. I can't do it. I just can't. It's just not in my... I cannot do it.
I wonder if you asked her, do you know about the bed rotting trend? If she'd be like, yeah, I love it.
I'm going to text her now.
Mom, I love it.
Ask her.
Mom, mummy, mom. That's what you'd get. Mom, mummy, can I have some crisps? Mom, mummy.
We had a situation the other day, and I had both the girls on the phone at different times, didn't I? Within the space of like 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
And one was crying.
Yeah.
And one was, I can't remember what the other one was. It was about picking her up, or she had a sudden
rehearsal. It was about she couldn't figure out how to pay with half card, half cash. It was blowing her mind. But I don't understand. What do I do? Give them the cash and then pay the rest of it. I don't understand. What's the concept? Just give me the cash.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. And then the other one was on the phone crying because she'd had an argument with someone at school. And I put the phone down and you said, you have done more parenting in the last 6 minutes than I have done in the whole year.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
It was like you were like fielding bullets.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
Yeah, that's girls. That's having girls.
Yeah. There's no way you can bed rot when you're the mother of girls. There's no time. They just come and find you.
Should we move on to recommendation of the week?
Recommendation of the week.
I've got so many.
Have you?
Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
I have been watching, for research purposes, for you and I.
Can I just say, whatever it is you're about to say,
okay,
it's not Vanderpump Rules and it's not Real Housewives of any other franchise other than Beverly Hills and you still haven't started Jersey and it's about to go to reunion. So, you know, I just feel like you're wasting precious time that could be spent on Real Housewives.
You may say that, but I've been watching The Big Celeb Detox on E4 and now I have all of these practices that we haven't done.
What are they?
Okay. We have done some of them. Vaginal steaming, cacao ceremony, breathing, sound gong bath, listening and reflecting exercise. We did that in Wales.
We did.
Even watching them do it made me uncomfortable all over again.
Okay.
They all loved it, by the way.
It's a great exercise.
They said they found it really healing and like great and they really enjoyed it.
It's a great exercise. I'm just so happy I didn't have you as a partner.
Yeah, I know. Keep saying it.
Shall I say it again?
They're saying this is the most grueling reality TV show yet. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of vomiting. and a lot of diarrhea. It's pretty grim. So this is some of the stuff we have not done. Coffee enemas, I'm never doing it. Never,
what is
ever.
The point of a coffee enema?
No point. We've had this conversation so many times.
Oh, it's been so many times.
No point.
There must be a point. There must be a point.
Open grave therapy.
What's that? To like they see dig your death in the face.
You dig a grave, you lie in it, open. They don't put anything on top of you. And yeah, you think about your own death and being reborn.
What's the point? Okay. So it's a rebirth.
Snake massages.
Oh, no. No, like, no,
literally
no.
Literally massaged by snakes.
No.
You don't like snakes?
No.
I actually really don't mind them. I'm really okay with snakes.
How often are you with snakes?
I did have a friend who had a snake. That's two friends, actually.
Two friends that had snakes.
Yeah. I was fine, actually fine. I'm actually okay with them.
I don't like snakes.
You lie on the massage bed and the snake massages you and it intunes how you're feeling. They're psychic.
No, it doesn't. It's bollocks. How do they know that? How could they possibly measure? I saw this thing on Instagram the other day that dogs dream about their owners. How could they possibly measure that?
They couldn't.
Exactly.
Because the dog would have to wake up and say, I just dreamt about you.
Just like you
cannot.
Sally,
you were giving me a treat.
You cannot measure that a snake feels what you feel.
No, because the snake massage therapist intuned a message from the snake and fed it back to the person who was being massaged.
Are you buying this?
It was weird. Am I buying it? No. Sweat lodge?
Would you? I want to do a sweat lodge.
Yeah.
Would you like to do snake massage
therapy? I really would, actually. I would do it. I'd be okay with that and I think it'd be interesting. I don't think you get much of a massage, although it was a very hefty python.
I don't think it'd be very relaxing. I think it'd be as relaxing as the Thai massage.
But you know, how do you expect, have you touched a snake?
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
But you know how you expect them to feel is not how they feel. They're actually warm and they're very dry. They actually feel quite nice. I think people think they're slimy, but they're
not. How did they get on with the sweat lodge? And we've been looking for a sweat lodge.
They were in it for 3 hours. And they went from the sweat lodge into an ice bath, which sounded really dangerous.
No, well, it's not the same. But I go into the sauna every Saturday with my husband. And then we go into an ice bath straight from the sauna.
That's what we did with the Russian whipping, didn't we? Went from the sauna
into
the ice
bath. But I only managed the sauna for like 10, 15 minutes.
3 hours.
And then I am so hot, you can't wait to get in there.
So this was 100 degrees and there was chanting.
100 degrees for 3 hours?
Yeah. And there was singing and storytelling. One girl vommed again and it looked pretty full on. It was pretty intense.
Are they allowed water in there?
They must have been, but I didn't see them drinking. It looked quite dangerous. Urine drinking?
No. What the fuck is the point?
Exactly.
What is the point in that?
The guy who did it, clearly a crackpot, said that it's not waste material. It's actually full of minerals. Of course it's waste, which is why you weigh it out. Ridiculous. Nude mirror gazing?
Well, there's been a few things on that. So I've seen that a couple of times. Didn't on the Goop TV show, they did something like that. They had to look at each other, look at themselves in the mirror naked.
Did they? That was their yonis, not their whole body.
No, it was their whole bodies, or maybe it wasn't Goop, but I've definitely seen it happen before, and they had this amazing facilitator. And it was definitely Goop, and she was this big black woman, and she had a shaved head, and she stood there naked herself while she sort of facilitated the ceremony.
Oh, yeah, I totally saw that. Yes, can't remember what show it was. Maybe it was Goop, yeah. I mean, I'm okay with nude mirror gazing, whatever. I'm not fussed by that.
But did they have to do it in front of each other?
They had to do it in front of the shaman and the two facilitators, but not in front of the whole cast.
I wouldn't
know.
And you didn't see them naked?
Yes, you did. Absolutely everything.
So they put it on national TV?
Yes, they did. But that's what they signed up for.
Would you do that?
On national TV?
Yeah.
No, I don't need to put my nunny on national telly. Really unnecessary.
I definitely don't need to put my arse on national telly. I reckon the channel would get shut down.
I don't think it would. I think you'd get lots of requests for an OnlyFans page.
Then you could shine a torch up my bum crack.
Snail facials. We've covered that on the show before. They did that. It looked useless. And spanking therapy. You are literally put on a bed and your bare bottom is spanked. I don't think that's any kind of therapy. They all giggled.
Well, we had a spanking, didn't we? We giggled.
You're right, we did. Slightly different, but yeah.
Well, it was a spanking with birch leaves.
It was. Okay, so that's what I've been watching. And also, I just wanted to give you...
Is it weird that none of that really shocks me?
I found watching all 8 episodes of this and finding not a lot of it shocking in itself.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I've done that. Yes, I've done vaginal steaming. Oh, yes, I've done cacao ceremony. Like, none of it seemed too way
out. It's not that weird.
But, I mean, it was. It was weird.
Okay, so that's our recommendations of the week.
No, I've got a book as well.
Where are you finding the time? I don't understand. I don't understand how you have the
time. Do you think I live a double life?
I hope not.
There's like two of me.
I'd be so upset.
Why?
Well, if you had a double life.
Well, if one of me was really productive and did all this TV watching and reading and the other one messed around with you all week.
Well, isn't that what happens?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a double exactly life. That's just your life.
That's exactly my life. It's called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin. And it is an amazing book about connection and creativity and collaboration. And it's about two kids who meet in a hospital and they go on, it goes through their lives and they pursue their dreams about producing video games, which sounds really weird because I'm not into video games and I don't play video games, but it's really just about them and their relationship.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lovely.
It's a good book.
Great. Thank you.
Pleasure.
What have we got coming up on next week's show?
We are celebrating.
We are celebrating.
We're celebrating our 400th episode.
Jesus. Check us out.
400 hours spent together just recording.
Yeah. That's got nothing with the editing and the producing and the researching and the writing. It's a lot of hours.
It's a lot. Isn't it? We're celebrating.
We're celebrating. We're going to Paris for 2 days. Mm-mm-mm. We are having a girls' trip to Paris. I know. It's going to be fabulous. We're going to document the whole thing, obviously.
And we're taking you with us.
Yeah. Well, you're going to come back with us at the end of it. But you're going to hear all about it. So,
bien sûr. Adieu. See you after the Paris trip.
Oh, my God. Are you going to speak French the whole time?
Yes,
oh,
I am.
Please don't. Oh, no. We'll be back on Monday.
Au revoir, clubbers.